Hi there, it's Corey Reynolds, and you're listening to the God News You Can Use podcast. And as I record this, we're actually very close to summer. I love summer. I'm sure you do too. I actually grew up in Southern California, as if you couldn't tell by my accent. And I loved going to the beach like most people. You could live in the middle of the United States, right somewhere there in Kansas, and still love going to the beach. But we had that wonderful advantage of always having it close by, and our parents would always take us there. So I love it. So anything to do with water, sunshine, warmth always brings my mind back to that childhood that I loved so much growing up in the sunshine there in Southern California. And you know, one of the things that I remember most of all is on those really hot days where you jump into like a cool pool and it just felt so good. It's a little bit chilly at first, then your body adjusts to it and it's just right. You know that feeling? Remember that? Well, in Proverbs 25:25, it says, "Like cold water to a weary soul, so is good news from a distant land." I'm not exactly in a distant land. I'm right here to bring you God news you can use was story number one. This is what I call one of those doesn't start off so great, but ends up pretty great. It's quite harrowing. We're talking about a 9-year-old here. You see, her family was out at sea in the Pacific Ocean off Southern California, coincidentally, when the boat began to sink. And sadly, unfortunately, 9-year-old Desiree lost her entire family, but somehow she survived in the ocean. The orange life jacket could be seen by a couple of fishermen. Mark and Paul, sounds like a couple of guys from the Bible, happened to be out there enjoying a day of fishing when they saw her in the water. They couldn't believe that she had been out there for 20 hours, 20 hours on her own. They came upon her. This happened like 35 years ago. But recently they were on a podcast. Somebody wanted to kind of find out a little bit more about this story, do some digging into it. The only thing is, this particular podcast just happened to have a very special guest on this particular day.
I'm going to let her introduce herself to you.
I'm Desiree.
Oh my God.
When I connected with them, they brought a lot of closure.
First time I heard that, I'm telling you, I teared up, and I do when I hear it again. It was so good. They've stayed in touch since their reunion, even taking Desiree on her very first boat trip in those 35 years where she paid tribute to her family. God's word says of this, Psalm 34:4, "I sought the Lord and he answered me. He delivered me from all my fears." Story number two with your God news you can use has us in Florida, and this is just an amazing story. There was a caseworker. Her job was to actually interact with foster children. Her goal in life was not just to be there as a social worker, as a caseworker, but to help these kids find that forever home. Well, because she was in that position, she wasn't allowed to adopt one of those kids, and of course she would draw very close to them. So Leah, the caseworker, had a 13-year-old by the name of Monier. She kept in touch with her through the years, and finally, when Monier aged out of the foster care system, Leah said, "Bing, you're mine. I'm adopting you. Here's the moment."
Being told no so many times, to hear that yes and to hear them pronounce her as my mom, it just stumped me.
It was important to me that she knew that she was wanted by somebody, that somebody loved her. You know, I can say that as many times as I want, but actions speak louder than words.
Oh, and of course, I've got some words for that one. We head into 2 Corinthians 4, 8, and 9. "We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not in despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed." You know what Leah and Monier do these days as mother and daughter? They actually help other foster children together. What encouragement, what awesomeness, what God news you can use. And story number three is pretty amazing out of Missouri. Joshua, I want to tell you about this high schooler. He'd been saving for college for a long, long time, probably doing odd jobs, working fast food, that sort of thing. But when he was notified that he had actually won a scholarship, he decided to take all that money that he had saved up and award it to other students. In other words, creating a scholarship program of his own.
Honestly, it makes me feel on top of the world. The fact that I could just help somebody a little bit in whatever way I can, just me being so young, I don't know, it just makes me feel great, and I really want to see other people succeed.
We're extremely proud of him.
Amen, Josh. And I'll tell you, this is why I do these God news you can use stories, because you can get the otherwise news, okay, the bad news, out in the world, anytime, anyplace, anywhere. But there's good stuff happening out there, and that's the true American spirit. That's how we let the light shine out in so much darkness. When you've got Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can't help but do God works. God news you can use gets said and done right here because those stories are happening. Philippians 2:4 reminds us, look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others, just like Josh did. And that does it for this edition of the God News You Can Use podcast. And don't forget to find me and also catch up with some past podcasts you may have missed at godnewsyoucanuse.com. And while you're there, I ask you kindly, please subscribe and never miss out on God News, because good news is happening in the world and you find it, you hear it right here. Once again, that's godnewsyoucanuse.com. Thanks again. God bless. I'll see you next time.